This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. And let's start today with a new effort to combat the state's opioid crisis by treating drug addiction like a medical disease.
Earlier today, Governor Charlie Baker's 18-member opioid working group released its recommendations on how to curb the epidemic, which killed more than 1,000 people in Massachusetts last year.
Speaking at the State House, the governor said combating the opioid crisis means rethinking the way we treat addiction.
Opioid addiction is a health care issue that knows no boundaries across age, race, class, or demographics. From the Berkshires to Boston to Cape Cod, too many people have heart-wrenching stories of loved ones or friends that have battled with addiction and in some cases lost their lives.
And joining us now is WBUR health reporter Martha Biebinger, who was at the State House for that announcement. Hi, Martha.
Hi, Anthony.
So it sounds like a multi-pronged approach to confront a complicated problem. Give us some of the details.
So in this kind of grab bag approach, Anthony, there will be lots of education for doctors, for nurses, for parents, for young people. The state will pilot some new programs, recovery coaches, to try to walk people who are recovering through that process. There'll be navigators to help them find the beds and treatment facilities that are available. A website that will help in that regard, too. Lots of short and long-term strategies, as the governor describes.
This didn't happen overnight, and it won't go away overnight. But it's hugely important that we acknowledge right up front the true cause of this crisis.
The governor in particular, Anthony, wants to be sure that we take a lot of the pain meds out of the system. Of course, there are many people who really need their pain medication. Mm-hmm. But the idea is that prescribers, whether that's the pharmacies or the doctors, aren't keeping close enough track. So he wants, for example, 24-hour reporting of each new prescription that is filed. Right now, it's a 7-day reporting requirement. So trying to tighten up on real-time data of what's out there.
I see. So I understand that we heard as well today from family members who lost loved ones to opioid addiction. Tell us what you heard from them.
Janice McGrory was at the press conference, Anthony. She's a mom from Harwich who lost her 23-year-old daughter, Liz, 4 years ago to what she described as an accidental heroin overdose. And she spoke today about the danger of pills that her daughter started taking.
She never took that first pill thinking in a very short period of time she would be shooting heroin. She did not know about addiction. I did not know about the dangers of prescription drugs. It is this generation of our young that we are losing to heroin overdoses brought on by the use of prescription drugs.
So Ms. McGrory and her daughter, Amy, have very generously participated in an ad campaign that's running now. The state's spending $800,000 on that. There will be guidance for the parents of students who are athletes to be sure they understand that when there's an injury and the student is prescribed a painkiller, I think you may have been in that situation mm-hmm. in the past sometimes, Anthony, that parents understand to keep close track on that and be sure that the students are just taking as much, athletes are just taking as much as they need. And of course, the state's going to try to track the cases of overdoses and deaths in real time, too. That's another place where we really don't have good data.
And this is the thing. I mean, there's so much going on here, and it's such a complicated set of issues that seems to add to the challenge of exactly how to combat it, right?
Right. There's anecdotal evidence about where the problem exists. The governor said, for example, today that there is a death every day these days in Plymouth County, a death every day
wow.
in just one county
yeah.
in the state. And yet getting that data apparently is like pulling teeth because the state keeps track of overdose deaths, but three major cities, Boston, Springfield, and Worcester, don't report to that same database. So the state has to get the data in one place so that it can then figure out where to target the resources. Where are the places they should make the biggest investment in interventions that will stop the epidemic?
Well, speaking of the investment, I understand the plan is going to cost about $27 million. How likely is that? Is it that the working group's suggestions will come to pass?
Let me just add that it's $27 in new money, and then the governor is going to try to redistribute about an additional $6 or $7 million. So he wants to spend 35 to 36 million total. And, you know, I have to say that implementation, as you just suggested, is the big question. So we heard today, for example, from Ray Tomasi. He's the CEO at Gosnold on Cape Cod. That's an addiction treatment center, who felt that this effort was groundbreaking. So here's one perspective.
We're elevating this to the highest priority, having the governor, the secretary, and the attorney general speaking out forcefully on this issue today and laying out a plan to combat it. It's unprecedented in the Commonwealth.
Unprecedented? Really unprecedented?
Well, I was there a year ago when Governor Deval Patrick said nearly the same thing, standing with a task force flanking him, attorney general, everybody participating. You know, the governor's recommendations require some legislative change. They require some partnership with the federal government. This is a complicated approach to a disease that has many complex factors. And so, you know, it's, and we hear this cliche all the time, but it really is, it's how well people take this and make it work.
All right. Well, that's WBUR's health reporter Martha Biebinger talking about a new effort in the state to combat the opioid addiction crisis. Martha, thank you.
Thank you, Anthony.